There's a new printing press that is coming out under the auspices of the University of Baltimore. It's called Plauk Press. This is a contraction of the words play and work. And their first publication is going to be coming out with a launch on the 3rd of October. And it's an anthology of stories, poems and essays. It's called Plaukology. And I have in the studio the adjunct instructor at UB in the MFA program there, and also the project lead for this, Meredith Purvis. And Meredith, any wonderful idea, of course, has to start somewhere. Where did this one start?
This came about because, well, I'm an alum of the program, so I learned to improve my writing there, but I also learned to make books. And so that is sort of my bailiwick. And later on, I got the opportunity to teach in the program. And one of the things that I've noticed is that across the country, there's a resurgence of handmade books. And we do have that component of our program. It's been, this publishing aspect has been a component for a long time. But we didn't have any really active student publishing projects. And so I noticed a grant opportunity through the university, and I went to Kendra Kopelke, the amazing director of the program, and I said, I have this idea. I would like to put out an anthology of student writing and have it be created of and by the students. And so she agreed to help me apply for that, and we went through with it, and here we are today. So I think the great thing about the project is simply that it really truly is for the students and of the students. It's their writing, it's them working to publish the book. We have a team of student publishers, and so every piece of this book is the UB students.
There's been a lot of hand-wringing lately, I think, about the whole electronic publishing area and how that is impacting on books. But I also saw an article recently where they were saying that, in fact, books may become even more important and more meaningful. And I'd love to get your ideas about that.
That is a topic that could fill an entire thesis manuscript. However, I think that with any technology, and this has been proven again and again, whenever it rises, there are sort of a couple of stages. First, we get really excited, or we have people who say, this is terrible, I can't believe we're doing this. Death to whatever technology came before. And so there's this reaction, and then there's an integration when you begin to use and adjust to the technology. And then there's a sort of leveling off, and you find that, in fact, nothing really has died, and that people continue to use the technology that came before. And this has been demonstrated with things as you wouldn't even think that this had to ever happen. But when writing came about, people thought, this will destroy our oral history. This is not how we communicate as a society. This is impossible. So when people talk about the death of books, I just take it with a grain of historical salt, because I know that that is not necessarily true. And I think that, yes, we'll continue to have some paper books in the traditional sense, but that is why I think we've seen the handmade books movement become what it is, because when the pressure is taken off the tool of the book to simply disseminate, you can begin to use it to communicate and shape the message that you're trying to get out. And I'm hoping that some of what we do in the book arts at UB gets at that, that you can use the book as an art object, as an extension of the message. And I think that that's what we'll continue to see it do, I hope.
And Plaukology certainly fits right into that debate. Plaukology Stories, Poems and Essays 2013 is the first publication of UB's Plauk Press. And this is a completely handmade book from start to finish. It will be launched on the 3rd of October officially. For more information, there is the website bookiness.wordpress.com. Just click on Plauk Press. And I've been speaking to project lead Meredith Purvis. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.